So tell me about how to make this influencing a job.
So back then, it was a totally different story. A bunch of people weren't walking around saying, I want to be an influencer, because the brand deal was fairly new. Brands still weren't trusting us. But now I feel like it's a lot easier and harder at the same time. It's a lot harder to grow because of the algorithms and just now so many sponsored posts like Instagram, Facebook. Everybody wants to take back the control. They don't like us being able to just get brand deals on our own because they're not getting a cut and like we're using their platform. So right now it's about collaborating a lot to make sure your page is being seen to like a bunch of different audiences. Cause like we were learning at the Facebook meeting, everybody's explore page is different, just like tailored to you, but you really need to find a way to like cross over on different people's feeds and, definitely being on every platform. It's really, it's annoying, but like anytime I post a piece of content, I got to put it on Twitter. I got to put it on YouTube. I got to put it on Facebook. I got to put it on TikTok, you know, like put it everywhere. You took the time to make the content, so you might as well just put it out everywhere.
Distribute it.
And I think now a big thing is because it's getting really saturated, reach out to the brands that you want to work with. I feel like if you're at least at 10K, that is like the very beginning point being an influencer. And it's, a lot of people are looking for micro influencers now. Like they like the smaller audiences because they have somewhat of a deeper connection with their fans versus like Kim Kardashian, where it's like, we know she's posting for money. She's not really worried about our flat tummies.
Yeah.
So I would say for sure, just collaborating, staying current with the topics, like right now, all the TikTok challenges, I'm trying to get into that world. I'm learning that. But Instagram, just staying really active. Like you got to post at least every day, have your stories, and then reaching out in a professional way to brands, whether it's DM, asking for an email, or if they have their email listed. And yeah.
And basically, when you reach out to a brand, you basically say, listen, I have this many followers and I want to promote your brand. And I'll do it for this amount? Is that how you do it?
I don't come out as that, like, straight to the point. I try to gauge, like, to see if they have any campaigns coming up, because I think it's better to have an idea in mind to pitch to them. But at the same time, you don't want to give them your full idea, because people can take it and hire somebody else. So if it is in an Instagram message, like, they easily just click back to my profile. So I don't, like, list my stats. I just say, like, hey, I came across your page where, like, I just did that the other day for this clothing company. I saw Dre and Michelle post it, and I'm like, I really like your guys' style. I do this, this, and this. I maybe even send photos of, like, I work with this brand, and this is the, you know, quality of photos I give. I would love to know if you have any campaigns coming up that you think would be a good fit. And then usually I'll get back, like, a, yeah, please email so-and-so on our marketing team, or not at this time, check back later. Or sometimes they don't really answer, but like I try to make it a point to email or contact at least like 20 brands a week.
That's good. Okay. And have you seen some success?
My first brand deal was like me reaching out to Ulta Beauty.
Okay.
Talking about these new face masks that came out. And this was literally maybe like 4 years ago, and they had never worked with an influencer before for this brand of face masks. And they were like, wait, they were kind of like, how does this work? Wait, so if we give you this money, what's gonna happen? Like, it was literally that like basic level where I was trying to front like I knew what I was doing, but it worked out because they didn't really know what to expect.
Right.
And yeah, I did a photo campaign for them, and they ended up coming back like 6 months later to do another campaign. So I think once you get your first brand deal, that's like you make a deck or like a one page about you, just like an acting resume or a job resume. You know, you kind of got to finesse it a little bit to get more credits. And you just go from there.
Okay. Well, I like to hear that, man. Congratulations on all that success. Because,
you
know, a lot of people haven't figured it out because, you know, they haven't got the game the way you explained it. You know, they kind of just throwing stuff on the wall and seeing if it sticks.
Yeah. But But there's so many different ways. That's the thing. Like, people that go viral overnight, it's like, I wish I could have did that. It took me this many years to build up. But you just never know. It's just taking that leap and putting your creativity out there. You right. never know who's going to see it.
Have you ever paid for, like, you know, for a push of your video or anything like that?
No. That makes me mad. I know a lot of people that do. And it's like, I guess if you have the money, fine. But I kind of feel like I shouldn't have to. Like, because I already had my following before that was even an option.
Okay.
So I'm kind of like, I shouldn't have to pay you to put it out to people who should already be seeing me, but you're blocking them from seeing me.
And that's because of the whole algorithm thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely the algorithm, which is like a huge topic right now, especially with the likes thing and how...
Oh, how they're going to take it off?
Yeah, and how they're not putting anything back in chronological order. It's like, we don't actually know what the end game is or what they're actually doing. But I do think that the algorithm constantly changing is what is like kind of just blocking everybody from being seen from their own followers.
Do you think them taking likes off will affect the social media community in a negative or positive way?
I think both. I think personally for me, it's super stressful. For instance, say I take a whole day to shoot this piece of content, like this really thought out scripted sketch, get editors, you know, camera ops, and then I put it out and it gets like 9,000 views versus like a video of me just dancing in the mirror being goofy getting 200,000 views. Like, that is the most irritating thing ever.
Yeah.
I think that having the numbers being hidden, it's like, I'm not going to keep constantly checking and seeing what it is. And people won't be like, oh, well, why was that at this amount? And this one's only at 500. Like, it'll just take away that stress and like comparison of myself. Cause now it's just like post and let it go.
Well, that I can understand, you know, as an influencer, you're like, well, why isn't this working? And this one, I'm just doing this and this one, I worked so harder, but it got less views than that. So I get that. But I think, you know, on the outside looking in, it does put everyone kind of at an equal level, you know, because if, for example, like if you see someone's photo that got, let's say, 100,000 likes versus someone who only got 10 likes, you know, mm-hmm. they might feel less than, and it might be like a self-esteem issue. And I think they want to eliminate that factor to shed a brighter light on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? That whole aspect.
I do think that is part of it. But at the same time, I still think it's about money at the end of the day. Taking away our appearance to brands, even though I think it'll be on the back end. So we're going to have to send it to brands to like prove our engagement. But I was talking about it with my friend Jessica last night, and she was like, I get it. And I feel sorry for the people that like it really affects them and their confidence. But I didn't work this hard and put in this much work to be at the same level, because we're not at the same level.
Right.
So I get that point too. I'm kind of like on the fence. Like, I see the pros and cons on both ends. It's just...
Well, that makes perfect sense. You know, if someone who worked that hard to build a million followers and they get those brand deals because of that, because Instagram is kind of like your resume now, you know, it'll really mess up the money.
Yeah.
You know, and but again, Instagram is the platform and they're not getting a cut. They got the right to do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. Which is why everybody left Vine back in the day and switched to Instagram when they came out with the video. So I don't know. Maybe everybody's going to leave Instagram and do TikTok. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I just think if Instagram created a way to where they can get a piece of the brand deals, if they actually found brand deals for you, then that's something that they can do.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what might happen. Because if you think about it, if Instagram thinks like, oh, this is going to take all the brand deals away from the influencers, then who's going to produce the brand deals? Even if it's Instagram sponsored, they're going to have to come back to us and be like, can you produce this content for Coca-Cola?
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just like they get a cut too. Or either the company is going to be like, hey, we're creating this sponsored post and we want you to do this. I'm sure they're going to have to pay Instagram to make it a sponsored post and then have to pay us. So,
hey, together we achieve more. So Instagram, you know, help us influencers with these brand deals. Go get them for us and we'll give you a piece of that. You know what I'm saying?